Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. Alan J. Huth shares a Bible passage with comments from over 35 years of his personal Bible reading journals and applies the Word of God to our daily lives.
Today we cover the short book of 3 John. 3 John has no chapters because it's only 15 verses. It also was written by the Apostle John from around Ephesus in the last quarter of the first century. According to my English Standard Version Study Bible introduction on this book, John identifies himself as the elder in verse 1. In New Testament times, elders referred to the pastoral leaders of local congregations. For example, Paul and Barnabas appointed elders to the churches they planted in Acts. The title elder for pastoral leaders around Ephesus, where John may have written this letter, was in use 20 to 40 years by the time he wrote 2 and 3 John. The theme of 3 John is steadfastness in the face of opposition. The recipient of the letter, Gaius, faced a troublemaker named Diotrephes. 3 John is brief, personal, and situation-specific, but look for emphases like the support of Christian traveling workers and how it's noble and needful. Church discipline can be necessary for ministries to flourish, and faith is proven by action. To guide us through 3 John, I will use the same personal Bible reading journals I used in 1 and 2 John. Those were my journals from 1999, 2003, and 2012. So let's listen to the 15 verses of 3 John.
3 John. The elder to the beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth. Beloved, I pray that all may go well with you, and that you may be in good health as it goes well with your soul. For I rejoiced greatly when the brothers came and testified to your truth, as indeed you are walking in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. Beloved, it is a faithful thing you do in all your efforts for these brothers, strangers as they are, who testified to your love before the church. You will do well to send them on their journey in a manner worthy of God. For they have gone out for the sake of the name, accepting nothing from the Gentiles. Therefore, we ought to support people like these, that we may be fellow workers for the truth. I have written something to the church, but Diotrephes, who likes to put himself first, does not acknowledge our authority. So if I come, I will bring up what he is doing, talking wicked nonsense against us. And not content with that, he refuses to welcome the brothers and also stops those who want to and puts them out of the church. Beloved, do not imitate evil, but imitate good. Whoever does good is from God. Whoever does evil has not seen God. Demetrius has received a good testimony from everyone and from the truth itself. We also add our testimony, and you know that our testimony is true. I had much to write to you, but I would rather not write with pen and ink. I hope to see you soon, and we will talk face to face. Peace be to you. The friends greet you. Greet the friends, every one of them.
In 1999, after reading 3 John, I wrote in my personal Bible reading journal, "Hospitality. Good timing, Lord, because Jason and Kendra, that's my son and his wife, could be at our home by the time we get home today. How will it all work out? This book reminds me to do my part to receive them, host them, and send them forth. Thank you for the timely message." In 2003, after reading 3 John, I wrote, "Verse 2 is my theme verse for this year. How are we doing? We have prospered in the Lord. We have paid our bills, got new windows, new patio, gone on 3 vacations to Phoenix, Thailand, Canada. Our children have moved back to the Rocky Mountain time zone. We bought a new car, enhanced relationships with a variety of friends, and being mentored by a pastor, and have mentored several other brothers in the Lord. How about my health? Basically fine, but praying for healing from head to toe for several aches and pains. In the second year of Ezra, God has provided." I will step away from the next journal entry to focus in on this verse that was my theme verse in 2003. What does that mean? That means that each year, for many, many years, I pick a theme verse. I usually do that between Christmas and New Year's. Pick a verse, something that God has put in my heart to think about and focus on for the next year. So in 2003, my theme verse came out of this short little book, 3 John. The verse says, "Beloved, I pray that all may go well with you and that you may be in good health as it goes well with your soul." What themes did I enjoy in that verse that I made it a year-long contemplation? Well, let's look at the verse again. First, it says that it may go well with you, and certainly most of us want the whole year to go well. Next, it says that you may be in good health, and certainly I wanted to be in good health all year. And lastly, it says, as it goes well with your soul. So what I get out of that is it's not going to go well with me, and I'm not going to have good health unless it's going well with my soul. On the day that I just shared my journal entry from 2003, it was December, so I was checking up on myself on my theme verse for the year. And it was a pretty good report, wasn't it? In the year of this recording, I have another theme verse just to give you an example. It's John 15:11, and it says, "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full." So this year, I want to focus on joy. And you may have noticed that the word joy appears twice in this verse. And this verse can become very meaningful for me this year because it says, "These things I have spoken to you." And I hear these things from His Word. So I want joy from spending time in God's Word. And that my joy may be in you. And yes, before I can have joy, I need the Lord's joy in me. So I want to have the Lord's joy in me. And then that your joy may be full. So again, my theme verse for this year, the year of recording this podcast, is, "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full." So maybe a practical application from listening to 3 John is that you might contemplate having a theme verse for your life in this year. As I look at my entry in 2012 on 3 John, I got a little surprised. Let me share it. I wrote, "I will take," verse 2, "Beloved, I pray that all may go well with you and that you may be in good health as it goes well with your soul." And then I wrote, "I still want," verse 4, "I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in truth." And I continued in my journal, "Missionaries need support from the church and from believers." And that's verses 5 through 8. I continued, "Jesus, Paul, and even John had opposition." That's verses 9 through 10. "We should not be surprised when we do too." And then I wrote, "How is my testimony?" Referring to verse 12. My prayer at the beginning of the cancer journey was a double portion of the Holy Spirit to preserve my testimony through this trial. That's the part that was a little surprising to me. I just shared that back in 2003, it was my theme verse to have good health. Well, that wasn't my theme verse in 2012. Maybe it should have been, because I ended up diagnosed with prostate cancer and had surgery, ended up with radiation and hormone treatment. So 2012 was a challenging year for me physically. It was a little bit of that opposition that John is referring to in 3 John. You can see my concern was that I maintained my testimony through the trial of cancer and rehab. It's been 6 years since my battle with cancer, and I have been declared cancer-free. I praise the Lord for His healing touch in my own life. 3 John was written to Gaius to fight off opposition. I just shared a personal example of opposition in my own life. Maybe you are facing some kind of opposition today. Maybe it's physical, maybe it's financial, maybe it's relational. May we apply the principles of this little book to that situation. Verse 11 reminds us, "Beloved, do not imitate evil, but imitate good. Whoever does good is from God. Whoever does evil has not seen God." In the midst of the opposition, John was saying that Demetrius has seen or received good testimony from everyone and from the truth itself. Regardless of what you're facing, maintain your testimony for Christ. John says, "You know that our testimony is true." I hope people around you know that your testimony for Christ is true, regardless of the opposition that you face. Lord, we realize from this little book of 3 John that we too will face opposition. John reminds us not to imitate evil, but imitate good. Maintain our testimony, even when opposition surrounds us. But Lord, sometimes in our own strength, we don't do very well at this. So we ask you to strengthen us if we're facing opposition at this moment. Maintain our testimony for you. That's what's important. Tests and trials come our way. You told us that would happen. It's our response to those trials and tests in our life that people watch to see if Christianity is really real in our lives. May the book of 3 John strengthen our Christianity, strengthen our testimony, even in the face of opposition. When we do that, Lord, you receive glory and honor, and we praise you for that. Amen.